Governor Jerry Brown gave his annual State of the State speech today in Sacramento and highlighted the work he and the legislature have done in the past 2 years, particularly as it relates to the deficit spending and the latest budget. The governor championed his focus on education and returning more control to local school districts. Assemblymember Wes Chesbrough agreed.
But we do need to rebuild our education system, and so his priority on educating our children and making sure that college is accessible to all Californians, those are the priorities that we need to pursue. So I'm overall very supportive.
The governor also repeated his plan for implementing the Affordable Care Act in the state to improve health care access. Again, Chesbrough was on board.
Well, I agree with some of them. I'm most pleased with his focus on implementation of the Affordable Care Act to try to make health insurance available to all Californians.
Governor Brown also touted economic development plans, including streamlining the permit process that goes through CEQA. The Environmental Protection Information Center in Eureka announced today that a proposed logging plan for Old Growth Forest in Cloney Gulch and High Prairie Creek has been dropped. Sierra Pacific Industries had planned on logging old-growth Douglas fir at the locations, but EPIC successfully argued that by doing so, the logging would damage the Redwood Creek drainage, the watershed for the Redwood National Forest. The protection of endangered species also played a role, said Ron DePerna in a press release, stating that this is yet another instance where proposed SPI logging operations directly threatened northern spotted owls. Arcata police officers served a search warrant at a residence in the 1700 block of Roberts Way in Arcata yesterday. A search of the residence turned up more than 550 growing marijuana plants and approximately 4 pounds of processed weed with a street value of about $8,000. Officers also confiscated 6 firearms and more than $61,000 in cash, and they also seized a 2010 Toyota pickup truck with an estimated value of $38,000 as asset forfeiture. 32-year-old Justin DeCarolis of Arcata was arrested and booked on cultivation and possession charges. Police estimate the indoor grow was using more than 8 times the electricity a normal residence uses, and electrical service to the location was shut off. The College of the Redwoods has teamed up with the County Department of Health and Human Services to develop new training courses for high-demand jobs. The courses will focus on customer service training, bookkeeping, payroll and accounts receivable and payable, and maintenance. Director of the County Employment and Training Division, Connie Lorenzo, said, "We've chosen to focus on these fields as we've learned that there is a demand for people with these skills. We've talked to employers and looked at labor data to identify the jobs in highest demand locally." The courses will be offered beginning in March, and for more information, please contact the County Employment and Training Division. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Sheriff Mike Downey held a press conference today to provide more information about the deputy-involved shooting last Saturday. The deputy, Conan Moore, fired his weapon twice at a car driven by 29-year-old Fortuna resident Elliot Whalen, who had led the deputy on a short, high-speed chase. Sheriff Downey explains.
Came towards the deputy, didn't really have anywhere to go because his vehicle's in the same vicinity. The vehicle front tire runs over the deputy's foot. At this time, I believe the deputy probably had his weapon out. A suspect in the vehicle had a gun. The interior of the vehicle was very well lit due to his headlights being on the vehicle, and he saw a gun in the suspect's hand as he drove by. He then fired into the vehicle 2 rounds.
Whalen, along with 35-year-old Fortuna resident Jill Winup, were both arrested following the incident. Whalen, after being found by a Eureka Police K-9 unit, and Winup, after being found hiding in brush near the scene. Deputy Moore is back on the job.
Well, based upon our protocol and policy, Deputy Moore was placed on administrative leave on Saturday, and as of today, I've removed him from administrative leave, returned him to full duty. Based upon the investigation and meeting with the DA's office, we feel that at this time that's appropriate to release him to full duty, that he acted appropriately and based upon the situation that he was presented with.
A search of the vehicle turned up a handgun, a shotgun, heroin, and methamphetamine. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.